keeps the prisoner issue between Lebanon and Israel alive, because when Samir Kuntar and the four other fighters were released in the prisoner swap of July 2008, it was said at that time that there were no more Lebanese detainees in Israeli prisons. Now, as you know very well, Hezbollah has said one of the main items on its agenda, as Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said, was to release all remaining detainees. So when he said that there is one more left, that means Hezbollah's struggle to Israel has added. There is a new incentive now added to the struggle. So this was something very, very important. Yahya Skef has actually reinvigorated the issue of prisoners between Lebanon and Israel. Now, of course, the speech also did show harsh criticism to the Arab world. If you do, of course, if you do recall, he said that it was humiliating for all of these people to be held in Israeli jails at the time where Israel launches a war for the sake of just two Israeli prisoners and holds a siege or uses a siege for the sake of one Israeli soldier. So there was some criticism there towards these Arab regimes. Presumably, I believe he was referring to the moderate Arab regimes, and we all know, of course, who these countries may be. Now, of course, if I can go back to
Ali, I'm afraid to cut you off. There is certainly a lot to talk about this. It was a long speech, but let's talk about the reference that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah made to the Prime Minister-designate, Saad al-Hariri. He called on the Lebanese factions to not pressure him into making doing a hasty cabinet formation. What is your take on that? What is the underlying meaning of what he said?
Actually, of course, those who have been pressuring Saad Hariri to put together a government are specifically the Christian figures of the March 14 alliance, Samir Jaja and Emin Ejmegil, the two main Christian figures in the March 14 alliance. These two figures, by the way, are the same whom Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah accused when he said some of them are still bringing up the issue of Hezbollah's arms. So what he was doing there was actually trying to rebuke or criticize these Christian figures in the March 14 movement, who have actually said that they are even willing to put together a government made up exclusively of March 14 figures, meaning a government which does not include the opposition. Now, as he did say, a government which excludes the opposition is excluding a very important part of the politicians of Lebanon, of the political parties of Lebanon, and that will hence decrease the effectiveness and the capability of such a government to face up to challenges which he mentioned, such as Lieberman, Netanyahu, naturalization of Palestinian refugees. And by the way, just to mention one point, he said that Lebanon would be affected first and foremost from these developments concerning the American approach and the Israeli approach to the region. Why is that? Because Lebanon has tens of thousands of refugees. If you actually naturalize the refugees, you could create a very, very different demographic balance. And Lebanon's policy is based on sectarianism. So if you, of course, naturalize Palestinians, the majority of whom are Sunnis, you're going to affect the demographic situation. And that could have very, very dire, consequences on the Lebanese political system. So for all these reasons, I believe, he did say, we must not be hasty, and there must be a government of all different factions, because in this way only can we be effective in facing these very, very serious challenges which will be coming up in the future.
Okay, and a risk in Beirut for us. Great talking to you.